have been listening to the Radio Outreach Ministry of the Mount Triumph Missionary Baptist Church, Pastor Joseph W. Franklin. Come and see us at 720 Millrace Road, Boyce, Louisiana, 71409. Visit us again on the web at www.mounttriumphmbc.com. God bless you.
Everybody's still talking about Anointed King Cuts at 5811 Masonic Drive, Suite C&D, near the Circle K store at the corner of Horseshoe Drive. Carmen King is the master barber, and he's doing up hairstyles like nobody's business. Miss Cotton Candy will have you ladies looking like you just stepped out of a magazine. You'll be able to relax in the comfortable waiting area, enjoying a Christian atmosphere. Both appointments and walk-ins are welcome. 318-730-4507.
Anointed King Cut.
Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. They're giving back to the community in a big way.
Anointed King Cut.
You'll be able to come in normal and leave looking and feeling like a king. Anointed King Cut is another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJO FM.
Are you tired of paying rent? Have you ever dreamed of owning your own home?
If you answered yes, come join us Saturday, November 16th, 2019 at the Bolton Avenue Community Center from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. for the First Time Home Buyer Seminar.
And get all your questions answered. You can talk with bankers, builders, realtors, grantors, and get a free credit report, information on down payment and closing cost assistance, and credit counseling.
Join us Saturday, November 16th, 2019 at the Bolton Avenue Community Center.
Call Barbara at 442-1502 for more information.
Inner City Revitalization is another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJO-FM.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
To Almighty God be the glory. My God, you're my life, my hope, my strength, and my salvation.
Everything.
Money can't buy the peace that you've given me. No car, no ring, nobody and no thing can compare to the joy that you brought into my life. Lord, I pray that you use me if you see fit. Seek me first. Y'all might resent me, but I'm merely speaking for that one God who sent me, who asks why his cast is more concerned with a Bentley or a Rolex. That checks in all these material devices. Seems like salvation ain't even a part of y'all's equation, this worldly persuasion. It ain't saving nobody's soul. It's like we replaced my Jesus with all this silver and gold. Now let the truth be told. When did the Christ ever enlist the trappings of this world during his first earthly visit? What is this? We turn the Son of Man straight up into big business. Are all God's prophets just concerned in making some profits? Be, you Pharisees should stop it. That bread is unleavened. What does Luke 18:25 say about a rich man in heaven? We take Matthew chapter 7, and we all get carried away with it. You just read 6:19, but somehow most seem to just forget it. Or you just choose to edit and lay up all your worldly treasures. Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Christ rebuke these pledges? Prosperity comes in measures, but it's not all monetary. You're truly missing the point when you make my God secondary.
Word.
You better be wise and be wary, because that old devil is straight conniving to get your focus off the Christ and on what kind of car you're driving.
Seek ye first the kingdom true, and these things I'll add to you. Seek ye first the kingdom true, and these things
Wait a minute, now let me ask y'all something. For goodness sakes, everybody cannot be T.D. Jakes. It's like that time when Oprah Winfrey spawned off about a million Ricky Lakes. Now everybody has their place in which the Lord has appointed. So why hate on that man? Because his calling is anointed worldwide. And yours might just be on the north side. But it's all in God's will, and at least it's your side. We gotta divorce pride and escape from all this here division. And flee like Halle Berry from a broadside collision. All this money up in religion, and we got church members that are still starving. It's like Satan took out a knife and he sat down and started carving out his vision. Christ's bride is in the noose and she's free swinging. Preoccupied with pride, a fat ride and bling blinging. I heard Donnie Mac singing about a rise up after your fall. But it's hard to get up when you're down with all this so-called big balling. If prosperity is your calling, I pray God will bless your mission. But don't lead the flock from bondage straight into a financial prison. There's more abundance in your living when you're giving God all the glory.
Give him all the glory.
At least that's what I'm going to tell my kids. Wayne, you better pass it on the court. Now that's pretty much the story. God is good and I can't deny it. He showers all his own with riches. It's just how you classify it.
Seek ye first the kingdom true, and these things I'll add to you. Seek ye first the kingdom true, and these things I'll add to you. Seek ye first the kingdom true, and these things I'll add to you. Seek ye first the kingdom true, and these things I'll add to you.
Yeah, Christ came that we may have life and have it more abundant.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
But we have to stop measuring God's grace in dollar amounts. The size of your bank account in no way relates to your worth in his eyes. Think about it. The greatest man ever walked this earth, owned nothing more than the clothes on his back. Yet in his living, he has blessed us all with riches far beyond our wildest dreams.
Seek ye first the kingdom true, and these things I'll add to.
You better seek out the king before you seek out these worldly riches.
Seek ye first the kingdom true, and these things I'll add.
It's not all about the bling bling.
Seek ye first the rings and things. And these things
cash money.
Seek ye first the kingdom true, and these things I'll add to you.
church, playing church. How many of you used to play church? Let me see your hand. Yeah, some of you still play. And I remember, I go down Mount Calvary, that's where I belong. And I'd jump and I'd shout and I'd come back home. But I was still disobedient. I would talk back. And one day, me and Ann here, we decided that we wanted to play church. Let me tell you what we did. We went out in the back and started playing church. And my brother was a pastor. Me and Ann here, we were the members in the church. And let me tell you something. It's hard to come in contact with Jesus and still be the same. I don't care who you are. I don't care. You can be the chiefest of sinners. You will never be the same. And I've forgotten. I've been going down to the church, playing church. Came home still disobedient. Didn't want to wash the dishes. Didn't want to bring the clothes in off the line. Didn't want to do anything. Mama said, I'm sick of you going down to that church playing with God. Men and that, we went outdoors, we started playing church. Sat down on the bottom step. My brother was a preacher, and we were the members in the church. And he put some old glasses and put them right here on his nose. And he said, I want you to jump up and shout Jesus three times. And I jumped up and I shouted Jesus two times. But when I jumped up the third time, something got a hold of me. She said, Mama, so Shirley Ann is out there playing with the Lord. Mama came to the door. But she looked out there and saw me shouting and dancing all over the backyard, tears running down my face. It's just a life. Mama looked out there and she said, she ain't playing this time.
Worship God in this place, for the presence of God is truly in this place. Come on, open up your mouth and just begin to worship Him. Come on, all voices, worship God in this place. Hallelujah. We worship your name tonight. God, you're worthy. God, you're holy. God, we bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. We honor your name, Jesus. We magnify you tonight. Thank you, Lord.
Holy and He reigns forevermore.
Our God is holy and He reigns,
yes, Lord,
forevermore.
Our God is holy and He reigns forevermore.
Our God is holy and He reigns forevermore.
Our God is holy, He reigns forevermore.
Forevermore.
Hey,
As I read the other day,
have a little talk with Jesus.
that his name was healing.
A few days,
just stop by.
my name been called? When this old tabernacle done shut down, I gotta move on to my heavenly home. Oh, I don't have to worry about getting up in the morning. I won't have to worry about laying down at night. It's gonna be day always. It won't be no more night. No more aches and no more pain.
Exhausted, and your mind is always filled with doubt and fear. Just remember that your weeping may endure for the night, and when the joy of morning light appears, you can lift your voice and say, God can help you make it through. All you have to do is stand. I'm reminded of the story of Job, how he refused to curse the Lord and die. A greater anointing came his way as a result of his test. And in the morning time, he could still lift his voice and say, it is well.
It is well
with my soul.